Welcome to Drill Down Earnings with the latest results from DocuSign. And hey, look, all is well with the world. My neighbors at DocuSign, they're right down the street. They're doing well. Finally, this is the business story behind the stock on the move. That stock is DocuSign. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group. DocuSign reporting fourth quarter earnings, and they were good. Were they better than Wall Street expected? Sure. It was a beat. That's all Wall Street cares about, a beat or a miss. But we care about the business story behind one stock on the move, and this was certainly that. But look at the actual numbers here. We saw $712 million in revenues in the quarter. And that was a big growth. 8% was good for this company, given what they've been doing in recent years. Profits, sure, they had profits. But that $712 million, 8%, is chugging along. But there are indications, when you look at the business beyond those headline numbers, indications of better growth. So subscription revenue growth of 8%, up to $696 million for this company. And their billings growth. This was the big number, the takeaway number. The future growth of this business, the billings of business that they've got lined up already, up 13% to $833 million in the quarter. Very strong. How'd the stock react? How do you think the stock reacted? It went straight up. After the market saw this news, very dramatic move in a stock that's been kind of miserable, flat for the last year, we'll call it, maybe even a little bit down. And if you look at a three-year stock chart, you see the pain, you see the confusion. This was a $300 stock 3 years ago. So $53, not much to write home about, but certainly better now, almost $60 after hours, better than it was. And a big change for this company in terms of the tone. In recent years, the questions looming were, you know, why did the CEO leave? Is the old CEO suing you? How much money is he going to get? What are you guys doing? Last year was about layoffs or force reductions they talked about. But this year, we get to talk about revenues growth and bookings and free cash flow growth, not reductions in force. Here is DocuSign CEO Alan Thygesen.
The reduction force that we had last February was 95% focused in the sales marketing area. This time around, it was a little bit more balanced, but still overweighted in sales and marketing, reflecting that we felt we had efficiency opportunities, you know, throughout the company, and we wanted to make sure we captured those. I think at this point, to the extent we make incremental investments, it'll probably be in R&D first. But obviously, as we launch new products and if that we start seeing some leverage there, then we will not hesitate to invest there as well. Just want to see that first.
So yeah, maybe there will be more people walking down the sidewalk here in San Francisco outside of the Ferry Building headed to DocuSign, because it sounds like adding an R&D and no more imminent reductions in force, at least that's what it sounded like to me. But what's our big takeaway? What's the drill down earnings number that tells us a whole lot? The bite? We'll have that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's a quick drill-down earnings takeaway on everything you need to know about the quarter reported from DocuSign. It was a good quarter, 8% revenue growth. We like that, about $712 million in revenue. While that growth rate was a little bit slower, the billings number was really strong from this business at 13% growth, suggesting that there are future good quarters to come here for DocuSign. And the bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. How about this? 35%. That's the free cash flow yield from this business, a massively profitable business that is bringing free cash flow results that are just really something to write home about in the most recent quarter, $249 million. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check us out on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, full earnings reports on YouTube. Drill Down Earnings, part of the 6-5 Media Group.